Good morning. It's always tough to follow up those kids. I should go ahead of them. Well, welcome. Good to see you all. Today we're talking about baptism, but I just am so excited to see we have some evangelists on their way. There's a lot of excitement there. A lot of the kids were bobbing and like they knew their books of the Bible. They were like into it. They could be graduating today too. Well, before the service, I was enjoying the music. They were practicing here, and I just thought, how wonderful. You know, I can't find a station on the radio that sounds so good. And I thought, why is that? It's because it's family. You could hear individual voices. You could hear them as a team. And I just want to thank them for their work. It's just a blessing. So let's thank the music team for all their work. I was thinking about last week's message was, I ended with a talk about faith, how to put your faith in God. And I want to tie that in with golfing. How many golfers do we have here? Now, I'm not going to talk about the golfers. Have you watched when the pros tee off? There's people standing along the way. Those people have faith in the golfer. There's borderline crazy, I think. One wrong hit, and life would change for them, possibly. Anyway, we're going to tie in faith with baptism today. The cover says, dead to sin, alive to Christ. And that's really what we want to express in baptism. But before we get there, I want to talk about a chalkboard. Does anybody know what a chalkboard is? I doubt if my kids have seen one. Like we have seen, like the ones we used to have to clean and then go clean the erasers, big job. Well, why a chalkboard? Or for you that haven't seen a chalkboard, dry erase board. Okay, dry erase board. Well, sometimes you have it full of information. Your mind is all filled up with this information. I want you to erase what you know about baptism, and we're going to just start over, and we're going to look at God's Word. Because it's crucial that we understand everything from His perspective, God's perspective. One more thing before we get going, though. On the back, I forgot to ask Roland. On the back, on the lower left corner, we're going to have a prayer request each Sunday. It might be the same one for a few weeks, but we want you to pray as a team, as a family. And this one says, please pray for the Chardu. There's no H there, but that's how you say it. Everybody say it now, Chardu, Romania. The mission trip is less than a year away. We're fundraising. We got the goat milk soap. And also the June Bug is a fundraiser. It's our biggest fundraiser for the mission trip. All the proceeds go to the mission trip. So please help out with that. But pray for Chardu, Romania mission trip and the June Bug fundraiser, which goes toward the mission. That's the prayer request that we have for this week. So cut that out, put it on your fridge, wherever. It'll remind you to pray. Now, in the past, when I've talked about baptism, I've talked about baptism by immersion. Today, it's called baptism by submersion. Now, what's the difference? Well, I think immersion sounds a little bit more kind and gentle. But if you look up the definition to immersion, it says submerge. It's the same thing. And I think we relate to this word better. When's the last time you said immerge to your friend? You don't say it. So submerge, you hear about a submarine going down. Time to submerge. It goes underwater. We're familiar with that term, to cover completely, to place underwater, submerge. Now, it's easy for us to understand these words, whether it's immerse or submerge. We understand those words. But when we hear the word baptize, we go to our chalkboard and we think, what does that mean? But God's word is clear. It means to submerge. To dip underwater. If you were to look for a verse about sprinkling of infants, where would you go? 1 Thessalonians? No. It's first, there's no such book. There's no such book. The Bible does not sprinkle infants. That's man's made up idea of how to baptize, how to protect newborns so that they can be saved. That's man's idea. God never came up with that. Scripture is clear that whenever it talks about baptism, it always is believe and be baptized. Faith, which we talked about earlier and last week, is crucial to baptism. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything in God's eyes. He desires that we understand that we need to believe and be baptized. Colossians 3:12. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. You're accomplishing something by being baptized. It's because of your faith, it says there, through your faith in the working of God. You never see baptism preceding faith or repentance or salvation. John's baptism was the same way. He baptized Christ. Matthew 3:16, it says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. What did he do? He came up out of the water. Jesus was baptized by submersion. He was placed in the water and he came up out of the water. And he was the example for us. And it's very significant. This water baptism, it symbolizes the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's what we can be tied to. Our identification with him through baptism, as Roland read in Romans 6. For we died and were buried with Christ. How? When we got saved? When we believed? No. It says, by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glorious power of the Father, now we also, what does it say? We also, I expected something really exciting, but it says, we also may live new lives. Doesn't that seem a little boring compared to what you expect? It's like this big buildup, and then you get to live a new life. Well, that's pretty special. It just doesn't come across that way to me. Until you understand a new life, it's huge. It is special. We died to our old self, and we have an opportunity to live in Christ a new life. That is special, and we need to see it that way. You know, water was God's symbol of wrath in the Bible. You've heard of Noah? We're all related to him. Anybody heard of Noah? Raise your hand. Come on. A couple of you. You know, next week I'm going to have you guys up here doing verses and maybe about Noah. We've all heard of Noah, I think. And God's wrath was symbolized by the flood, the water. And Christ told his disciples in Luke 12, he says, I have a terrible baptism of suffering ahead of me. The wrath of our sin, the world's sin, was going to be on Christ. He called it a terrible baptism of suffering. And I am under a heavy burden until it's accomplished. Christ understood that burden was coming, and he was going to die for our sins. And by being baptized, we can be a part of that. That's symbology of the water taking the wrath. But Christ did it for us. He died for our sins, each and every one of them. We do not have to suffer at all. We just have to be baptized because God asked us to. Galatians 3:2. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, you have put on Christ. You know, faith in Jesus is what allows us to be baptized into Christ. We have to first have the faith and the salvation and then baptism. Some of you have been baptized. And I want to apologize for not getting the rest of you baptized, because it's important to God. We should preach it from the pulpit more. It's important for us to be in obedience to God. Some of you maybe have been sprinkled, and that's okay. It's not a sin, but it's not God's desire. His desire is that you repent and believe and then be baptized. And we plan to have a baptism at the pool in Warren next month. And I want each and every one of you to erase your chalkboard and say, what is baptism? What does it mean to God? And what action should I take? Should I be baptized? Start afresh in your thinking about baptism. God desires that we believe and be baptized. And many of you, I've been there at that pool with you and seen you baptized. Praise the Lord. But some of you haven't made that choice yet. And I want to show you how important it is to God that we make the right choice. And I think Romans 6 says it so well. And that I encourage you to look at that. See what God's perspective is on it. And the importance of baptism by submersion. And do it right in God's eyes. You will be answering to Him. Now I've told you, now it's on your shoulders to make the right choice. I can't push you to the pool or to the water. One more verse I want to look at. Also what Roland read there in the bulletin. It's a fact, a history, that the Christ died on the cross. It's also a fact that the believer died with Him. God says it. It's true. We died and were buried with Him by baptism. And it's so important that we grab hold of that mindset, that our sins, it symbolizes our sins washed away. Often I've said it's an outward showing of an inward change. That's what baptism is. But it's more than that. It's obedience to God. It's crucial for a Christian to see it that way. So there's only one question left. Who wants to be baptized? Hopefully, all of you that have not already been baptized, after you believed, after you received Christ as your Savior, be baptized. God desires that and commands it. So be wise and choose to be baptized. If you would desire to be baptized, I'd like you to talk to Peter or myself this coming week. Give us a call, text, whatever. But I encourage you to make that choice and be baptized by submersion. Let's pray as the music team comes up. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for the wisdom of Your Word. I thank You for the ability for us to be baptized into the death, resurrection of Christ. It symbolizes a renewed life in Christ. To die to sin and to live in Christ is so important to You, Lord. And help us to grab hold of that perspective. Help us to choose wisely and be baptized soon. And Lord, I thank You for each person here. May You bless them today and through the year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.